Hey, welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Whew.
I think it's awesome. My brother's listening to the show, and he is now in the salon raising my sinks so my back doesn't hurt as much. And he's signed in as Ime Hair Studio Plumber in our live chat. Awesome.
Right. So, actually, another person who's joining us in the chat is the author of the theme you just heard. We actually just received their little thing today.
Cool.
He hasn't listened to it yet, but he will, and hopefully he will like it. It should be good. We had a song contest a few episodes ago, in which we remixed a theme, or actually somebody else would remix our theme and send it in, and there it is. Rochelle is just eating chili.
I'm starving. I'm so sorry. I know it's really rude to eat on the show, but it's not potato chips.
That's true.
Because I know that one time I was eating potato chips and the person got mad.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how loud the crunching was.
Mm-hmm.
This is not crunchy. It's chili.
All right. So, actually, this is something which came up the other day, because I remember... you had mentioned to somebody who joins us in the chat, who's actually not in there right now, the drunk, that you'd wanted them to send us an email message.
And he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
But I'll let you...
Can I read it?
Yeah, because it's addressed to you. And
yay! I love getting mail. Okay, so it says, "Hi, it's the drunk. Rochelle told me to send an email, so I did. Now, here's a story. I was walking down the street one day with a couple of friends. I'm normally oblivious to the people around me, so I did not notice this guy walk right past me. My friends started laughing, and I asked them why. They said the guy that walked past me was not wearing any clothes besides a thong." That's so funny, and he didn't even notice it. His clothes were tattooed onto his skin. How do I manage to miss seeing a guy with tattooed clothes on? I'll never know. There's a topic for you. Why people should be wearing clothes when they walk outside.
I think that's a very good thing. People should be...
No, I don't think people should wear anything.
Well, today... I mean,
except for when it's really fucking cold outside, but... I don't know.
So there you go.
You know what? I take that back.
You're taking that back?
Yeah, I take it back. I'm just thinking about when we were in Mexico and we saw people very scantily dressed in their Speedos and bikinis and stuff. And
didn't matter if they should be or shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know. There were maybe like three or four people from the whole trip that could walk around naked and get away with it. But most people, it's like, I don't want to see that junk.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think girls should walk around naked, but not guys. There's something about like saggy balls that's kind of gross.
Yeah. I suppose. Never really thought of it that way, Rochelle, but since you put it that way.
So you think people should wear clothes all the time?
I think people should wear... I think everybody should wear just like one-piece jumpsuits. Make everything easier.
Oh, like that movie that we watched last night.
Which one?
The Bottle Rocket. Wes Anderson movie?
Oh, no.
Remember? And
no, not because of that. I'm thinking more because of...
Star Trek?
No. Thinking more because of the book 1984. You know, I've said this before. It's just so much easier. You have a closet full of identical jumpsuits. You don't have to worry about where.
I don't know. I think I would get really bored with that because I like to accessorize and I like to wear something different every day depending on what mood I'm in.
Well, in the movie, or in the book, rather... You wear a red sash if you're in the anti-sex league or something like that.
What?
This is in the book. Remember the woman was wearing a red sash because she was. You didn't read the book, did you?
I've never read the book. I keep on meaning to, but.
Junior anti-sex league. There we go.
So what is that? People who don't have sex before marriage or something?
Well, the entire
people
sort
who don't have sex at all.
Yeah, the entire premise of the book was that people, you know.
I didn't think people were allowed to.
Well, I'm trying to think. They didn't really go too much into.
Well, because I know in the movie, remember they have to like hide away and escape to like get it on.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
But a red sash would be a great accessory for a plain gray jumpsuit.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How come Deanna Troi got to wear different outfits?
That is a good question, Rochelle. Counselor Troi.
Because she was a part of the crew. It's not like she was one of the aliens like Neelix is.
Well, the same could be said for 7 of 9. Why does she get to wear that sexy skin-tight gray number?
And yeah, because she's a part of the crew, too.
Yeah, she's technically part of the crew.
I think maybe it's because nothing would fit her huge tits.
Yeah, they're pretty big knockers. But yeah, with Counselor Troi, though, she wears kind of a variation on the Starfleet uniform, but with a little bit of cleavage showing.
Yeah, and sometimes she wears different colors, too.
Well, I think in the later seasons, she wore sort of a regular outfit, but in the first two, she's just...
John Meadows found a line from the book 1984, and it's saying, quoting, "We shall abolish the orgasm." Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that explains it.
It's funny. I was reading the, speaking of a dystopia, I remember the first time I read Brave New World, and this is like...
I don't know that one.
It's the one with the babies are created in like sort of bottles and stuff like that. And people just were like having sex all the time and were high. And I remember reading that as a kid. I'm like, well, what's the problem? I didn't get it. I'm like, like if you're trying to present a dystopia, you're doing a really bad job because it sounds pretty, you know, for like a teenager when I did read that initially, I'm like, it sounds like an awesome weekend, but for life. But, you know, obviously, you know, the further you get into the book, you kind of realize the fallacy of that whole society. But like your first read, I'm like, I don't know. Do you know where I can get some Soma? Because that'd be...
What's Soma? That's like...
That's the drug that they took in the book, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know. That's a life I could... That's a life. That's a... That was a life that I aspired to when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but that's because you're just a horny fucker when you're a teenager.
Well, I think any young male of that age is a horny fucker. I don't think I was the exception.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Speaking of horny fuckers, there's a segue. good news, single men. Good news, single women. The Ryan Reynolds, Scarlett Johansson marriage is now over. Which is... Great.
Why is that good news? Because the only way that you're going to date either of them is if you're equally as famous or
But now you have, you know, because whereas before you had a sliver of a sliver of a chance, now you just have a sliver of a chance because now they're both available. We just watched Ryan Reynolds last night in this movie called Van Wilder.
I don't really find him attractive.
Some women do. I think it's the muscles. I think it's the muscles.
No, not into
him. Dude has a six pack.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care?
Like, it would be fun to, like, punch him.
It would be fun to punch Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, in his six-pack.
Just to see if it would be
like
solid.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
Don't even go and think about punching me. I don't have a six-pack. I don't have one.
Yet.
Probably not ever, but...
I'm sure if you like, flexed your stomach, it would work.
Yeah, because then
I've just always wanted to do that, like take a kickboxing class or something where the guy is like super big and you can punch him as hard as you can and it doesn't hurt him.
I don't know, because if you punch me, because once you get past the layer of flab, then you might meet a bit of resistance.
I thought you were going to say, then you might hit an organ.
All right, and if you do, then I'll just probably stand there, cry, and pee my pants.
Oh, whatever.
And I go, why'd you punch me, Rochelle? I don't know. I find Scarlett Johansson attractive.
Thanks.
What?
Oh, I'm just...
Oh, just because I'm married, I'm fucking just... blind now? Oh, just why don't you just take a fucking fork to my eyes, all right? You're not allowed to look at any other women.
I was totally joking. I think she's really hot.
She is.
I'm glad that she is famous because I think she's different, has a different body type than, say, Angelina Jolie. Like, she's not... all skin and bones. She actually has like tits and an ass, which is
awesome. She's a bit of curves. Yeah. That's nice.
And she's in a lot of really good movies. Like I really, really like Ghost World. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And Lost in Translation, super good. I want to see that one with Woody that was directed by Woody Allen.
Oh shit, what was
that?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of that, but Oh, shoot. I just don't know.
I think it was like two, like a person's name, but it's like a vacation or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Oh, I think we, well, Christmas is coming up, of course, but, probably not this episode.
Where's the Christmas music, Eric?
Well, you want the Christmas music. Is that good? We're good?
Yes.
All right.
I want to get a Christmas tree.
We'll get one. Fake. I don't want to clean up.
This year?
Yeah, we'll just whip down to, the LD.
They don't have it there. I already looked.
We'll get a saw. We'll find one.
Quote unquote. Why don't we just steal it from the front of a restaurant?
We'll do that too.
I know where to find them.
Nice. I don't know. I think that would be a good idea because we've never really decorated around here.
I know. I kind of feel like getting into that. I don't know. I just want a Christmas tree. That's all. Nothing else.
You're right.
I can't get into all like the other decorating stuff.
So anyways, speaking of Christmas, obviously we're going to be taking a break, but we don't really have our schedule worked out yet, but we'll let you know.
Yes, we do. Oh, for podcasting.
For podcasting, we don't. It's going to discuss it.
I think we're just going to have to play it by ear because we're going to be doing lots of family stuff, and I don't want to say we're going to do it, but then what if we get stuck somewhere? And
follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We'll keep you up to date.
It's kind of a difficult time.
Well, thing is, people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Family stuff.
Yeah.
Hanging out. Getting drunk with friends. You know, how they do.
I want to get drunk and go sledding.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I also really want to set off fireworks.
Nice.
Yeah?
I just want to shoot guns.
Yeah, let's shoot guns and set off fireworks.
Shoot guns at people who are setting off fireworks.
No, because we want fireworks to be set off.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You should just get a BB gun. Those are, like, it's not as awesome as shooting a gun, but you can own it and buy it yourself.
No, I'm not half-assing it. I'm going to get a gun.
You can go shoot gophers with your BB gun.
I did that once.
I think that'd be hard. They move fast, those little fuckers.
I remember, hold on, we'll wait till the music ends here.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid living, I think maybe about grade 6-ish, I had a, this guy that I went to school with, I don't recall his name, but
what the fuck? John Meadows is saying you could make braids of tinsel from hair from your customers. That's nice. So gross. It would be like the freakiest fucking tree ever. And then he's saying we could hang the gopher stiffs on the tree.
Oh, the fun we're having in our live chat. Yeah, just a quick heads up. If you like our show, you can always listen to it live. We let you know our live times. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Links to those are on our website, tiptaptip.com. There you can listen to us live, chat with us live, and have fun. Is that good? Succinct?
That's good. I like that. All right. Very, very short and sweet.
Now, I'm noticing that the drunk is joining us in the chat. Unfortunately, a few minutes too late because we just read the letter that she sent. And we're just
I feel like I have a pen pal.
Well, there you go. I'll forward the email to you. You can pen pal away. what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Anyways, when I was growing up, I remember there's this kid that I used to hang around with. And because, you know, he had cool video game systems, but he also had BB guns, right? And he used to go to this field and shoot gophers just for the hell of it, right? And he was from Tulsa, Oklahoma, but for some reason his family had moved to Calgary, right? Which may explain the guns, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm making generalizations, right?
Were they BB guns or?
It was a BB gun.
Lots of people have BB guns here.
He's the only person I knew growing up that had a BB gun.
You didn't know the right people then.
Apparently I didn't know the cool people.
All my brothers had, like, we had two BB guns in our family.
Did you used to have fights? Shoot each other with them? Probably.
No, I think my brother, he shot his friend in the ass with a BB gun.
Yeah.
But no, they just lined up cans and then just shot the cans.
Yeah. So
and I think my dad sometimes shot birds.
Whoops. For funsies?
Because they were fucking up his garden.
Well, there you go. I guess that's reason enough.
Anyway, so what? So that's it? That's your story? That's it?
Yeah, my story is I knew this guy at a BB gun.
Yeah, it's kind of sucked.
That's a bad story, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I'll tell you my story.
All right, go ahead.
So the first time I shot, I don't know if it was the first time I shot a BB gun, but one time I was going to Bible camp, and they had either you could take like archery or shooting.
Yeah.
And so I took shooting, and this guy who was one of the counselors there, I had such a huge crush on him. And he wanted to show how cool he was, so he shot a bird in a tree, but it was a robin. And then it was dying. Like, we saw it fall down, and it was dead.
It wasn't like an instant thing. Is this?
It did not impress me at all. I was like, oh, my God, you killed a robin. Like, maybe if it was a magpie, whatever, but robins are nice, beautiful birds. No, they're not harming you. They're not irritating.
So he didn't lay his hands on you. Later on, right? Didn't have a chance.
Oh my goodness. No, it's Bible camp. You know, he was going to like Bible college and stuff. And even at Bible college, he told me they have a rule where you can't walk hand in hand with a girl. And
because hand in hand,
I don't know,
is just the first step to ass fucking. Right?
Yeah.
It's a direct line. There's no
intermediate. No, but I think ass fucking might be okay though, because
technically
it's not really.
Technically, I haven't really lost my virginity.
Yeah. I don't know. I was super young. And you know what? He was actually my pen pal for the longest time. We wrote letters to each other all the time. And I didn't think it was weird. I don't know.
That what he,
because he was older, lot older. I was like probably 12 or 13.
How old is he?
He was probably 19.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah. But, yeah, yeah.
He gave me a really nice friendship bracelet, though.
That guy's probably on the sexual offender list somewhere.
I'm kind of curious to try and find him on Facebook just to know, because the only thing I remember is that he wore Quicksilver. Everything. And so he had bad acne.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we could do some Facebook spying later if you want. You could show me this winner, this robin killing piece of shit. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a thing which is in the news. Barbie, you know, your favorite Barbie doll thing.
Mm-hmm. Doll. If I would have known how much Barbie dolls are worth when they're old.
Yeah.
Man, I would have taken better care of mine. All my Barbie's heads ended up popping off, and then I cut all their hair because I wanted to give them different hairstyles.
Yeah.
I wanted them to have bangs and stuff. And
thing is, Barbie hair, if you cut their bangs, they just kind of stick out straight.
Yeah, yeah. I figured that out after I did it. Oh, well. So.
Anyway, this has been a thing in the news.
The FBI has a problem with Barbie.
Specifically, a new kind of Barbie, which police fear might be used to make child pornography. South Bureau Chief Drew Mickelson has the doll that prompted an FBI alert.
Video girl Barbie is just like the rest, except for that video camera there. It prompted the FBI to send out an alert to local police that this camera could be used to make child pornography. But we couldn't even find any parents today who wanted to let their kids play with this Barbie.
So to clarify, in this particular Barbie, Barbie has a necklace, which is in actuality a hole in her chest for the lens of a video camera. She has a tiny LCD screen embedded in her back. And I guess this is a mini video camera, which is...
Okay, but the drunk has a good point in the chat. He's like, what camera can't?
Exactly. But...
it's just another camera. And, like, maybe the kids are playing with the Barbies, but...
Barbie says that you should take off your clothes. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just saying. That's probably what they're getting at.
Record movies from Barbie's point of view. Just push the button and record.
Boy, I have to process this whole thing about the camera. That's kind of weird.
Already enough of that with digital cameras and camera phones, and we don't need camera Barbies. I'm sorry.
Video Girl Barbie lets kids document their playtime and even edit together a movie. It has enough memory to record 30 minutes. The color camera and microphone...
30 minutes is all it takes.
Shut up. You're sounding gross.
Okay. Actually, the chat is lighting up here. They're saying terrorists may use Barbies to photograph government buildings. Good idea.
Or else you could use it as a babysitter cam.
No, I think it's
But
just...
30 minutes is not very much.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not really hidden.
Right inside Barbie's body. While that may sound like fun for kids, the FBI and parents are concerned.
You don't know if they're going to take it somewhere and do something with other kids and put it online, or a parent might try to do something. It's just not something I would want.
Predators for children, to download stuff that is recorded on a kid's doll like that, I just don't think that would be the right thing to put out.
Once it's on the internet, it's always on the internet.
There's even an option to use the Barbie to stream live video to a computer. That's one of the reasons the FBI just sent out an alert to police.
Agents are concerned someone may use this doll to obtain images of children.
All right, Rochelle, please. This is the most ridiculous
thing.
This
is so fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. These people are taking this so seriously, and I don't know how they would just not crack up.
I'm too busy smoking crack to watch my daughter.
This is a video camera. I don't know what. There's could be bad stuff, and then it could go onto a computer. Well, you know, there's like tons of video cameras, and every kid whose parents buy them a cell phone, it has a video camera on it.
I know. These kids...
If a kid wants to videotape something and put it on the computer, put it online, they're going to find a video camera, probably three different video cameras in their home already. Like, I can think of, okay, your phone, my camera, my photo camera has a video camera option.
Yeah.
Plus, we have the Flip. That's three different things that we have here that we could make a video with.
None of which I've ever stuck down my pants. Yes.
I don't get why you're saying that.
I'm just saying that I don't know what I'm saying. But the point is,
it's a fucking video camera. Chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, actually, John Meadows is making a really good point in the chat. How about a point of view porn with Ken? Now that would be interesting.
Oh, I just want to say goodbye to the Ime Hair Studio Plumber. Thanks for doing a good job. Have a good night. Bye.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just kind of ridiculous. Like, it's just another instance of people kind of being freaked out by this new technology. But rather than them actually, you know, well, supervising their kids and making sure that they don't, you know.
I don't know. Like, okay, when I played Barbie, there were lots of things like stories that, you know, you'd act out, like playing Barbie with your friends and stuff like that. And I probably wouldn't want to actually videotape it because that means my parents would know what we were doing and I would be embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Because you do, you know, you come up with these silly stories and you don't really want your parents or your brothers or anybody else to know what you're doing because most of the time it involved Barbie getting ready for a date with Ken, and then you say some stuff and it's kind of stupid, and do you know what I mean? Like and then sometimes we'd make them like sex and stuff.
I've got a technique.
and this is when I was a kid and I didn't even know what it was. You just like lay the dolls on top of each other and just like, you know.
It's funny, when I was a kid, because I remember knowing the word humping, but I didn't really know what it was. I just thought that when adults humped, they just hugged each other and kind of jumped around while they were hugging.
Like dogs.
Just like,
but yeah, they, like, I didn't even know what
but
it was.
But they had their clothes on. I thought it was like some sort of weird dance where they're just,
but it was also because this one friend that I had who was a little bit older than me, she knew all about that stuff. And she was the one who came up with lots of really, really, really kinky ideas.
That,
like, now that I'm older, I'm like, whoa, we like tied Barbie up and stuff. And then Ken had his way with her. Like, how did we think about these things?
How old were you at the time?
How young old enough to be playing Barbie. He was probably still 10 or 11.
That dirty little slut of a friend of yours.
I know.
Actually, it's this is kind of a technical question, because I know in the clip they mentioned that in addition to...
Where do you plug the camera in? Is that what you're going to say?
Whoa! Yeah, actually,
take a random guess.
It's like, well, actually, you totally guessed what I was going to say. Where's the USB port? Boop! All right.
Oh, to go back to your story, like the humping thing, like I didn't know for the longest time what necking was, but I seriously thought that people just rubbed their necks together.
Oh, like they're kind
you
of,
you know, like just like attached their necks and they were just like,
there's so many stupid things that, I guess before you even have any idea what sex is, that you know, you hear these words around and you just like have like the wrong idea about stuff like that. But,
yeah, like. When I was in grade 6, this girl,
yeah,
who was kind of like the bad girl in our class or whatever,
yeah,
we went behind this bookshelf in our classroom, and I remember her telling me and this other girl what a boner was, and I didn't believe her.
You're just like, no.
I'm like, no, that's way. Not true.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would it, like, what? You're just probably just at a loss of words. Like, why would anybody want...
No, I didn't believe her at all. I just thought she was totally bullshitting us. And
but they pee out of there. That's gross. Yeah. I think, well, I think I knew what a boner was just because I'm sure when like the first like a boner I had.
Babies have boners.
That's weird.
I know. It is weird. It's like my friend who has her son is maybe 1 or 2 now.
Yeah.
And she told me that he already has boners. Weird.
But are they like boners? Or are they like...
Yeah, total.
Or they like, I really have to pee?
No. Like...
Oh.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's just
happens.
No, all right. Fantastic. Oh. All right, let's see how this outrage plays out.
And sell them as pornography.
That's just plays into these people who prey on our children's... ideas, you know, and it frightens me.
William Pores has a 6-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, she would love it.
But you're not going to get it?
I'm not going to get it for her, no. I mean, you know, she's more important to me than a giggle on Christmas morning, you know?
The FBI says there's no evidence that this Barbie doll has ever generated any child pornography. Mattel, the makers of Barbie, says that safety...
And yet we're going to devote a 2-minute clip to discuss the potential... hazards of this toy.
Yeah. So they're still making it.
Oh, yeah.
Their
yeah.
top priority, and all of their toys are always designed with children and their best interests in mind.
Anyways, that's the end of that.
I don't understand why the FBI would be wasting their time with this.
Yeah, because it's not like it's not like it actually has been yet. You know, of course, anything has the potential to be used incorrectly and for wrong purposes.
And this is why I don't like watching the news, because it's all just fear-based shit.
It's like, oh no.
We're afraid that this might happen, but it hasn't happened yet, but we're afraid that it might.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people are, I guess, you know, it just seems to be like a culture of fear, right? Like, you know, people are always sort of afraid of one thing or another, right?
Because I know there's always that debate about, if young girls play with Barbie, then they're going to want to look like Barbie when they're older.
Like what?
They're going to have like image problems.
Yeah, I understand that. But first of all, it's impossible to look like Barbie, because if you take the Barbie figure and you proportionally scale her up to human size, it's a fucking freak, basically.
Yeah, but for myself, like, I played with Barbie a lot.
Yeah.
I loved playing with Barbie, mostly because I loved doing her hair and I loved dressing her up and all that kind of stuff. But I never, ever once thought, oh, I want to look like Barbie.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever thought that. I kind of wanted a silver Corvette, but.
Well, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Right. Thieves target Edmonton Free Store. This is an Edmonton story. Rochelle's hometown.
What? The drunk is saying there are 11-year-olds that get shirts that have fake boobs in them. I think that's probably due to a lot of other stuff too, though, not just Barbie.
You're watching too much Jersey Shore, getting some negative negative information as to body image. They think they should look like Snooki.
Well, and even Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's super young and she dresses like a whore.
They think they should look like Snooki. Like, actually, no, I'm not going to bother with this fucking clip. I'll just read the...
I totally interrupted you.
Anyways, thieves target Edmonton Free Store. The owner of an unusual Edmonton store is scratching his head after two men broke in earlier this week to steal things. Why break in, the owner asks, when everything in the store is free? The Free Store, located near 84th Street and 118th Avenue in Edmonton, okay, opened earlier this year. People pay a $2 fee to drop off unwanted items, and store customers can take whatever they want for free. That's not a bad deal. You pay $2, drop off what you want, take what you want.
I don't understand how that is a business.
Well, if enough people can walk through the door.
So everybody, like, even if you go in and you don't drop anything off, you still have to pay
$2? It's like a $2 cover charge for this.
No, but if people only have to pay if they drop stuff off. They don't have to pay if they pick stuff up.
Well, I guess you drop stuff off. To drop stuff off, so you have to pay, right? I think you have to pay either way, right? So if you walk through that door.
I just, as a business owner, I'm like, how the fuck do you pay your rent?
Maybe if like 100 million people are
exactly
going,
like,
through your doors.
What's the address on it?
Well, 84th Street and 118th Avenue. Does that mean anything to you, Edmontonian?
That's like, it's, I don't know, it's central. It's either downtown or White Ave-ish.
Co-owner Brandon Tyson came into the store on Thursday night and found two men inside. They'd kicked open the front window, leaving a lot of glass to clean up. For the most part, being a free store, we wouldn't expect someone to come in and rob us because they can come back and get it all for free the next day. But I guess apparently some people do. Tyson chased the two would-be thieves out of the store, caught one of them, and called the police. He said the men were drunk. That's no surprise. He said the incident was bizarre. We're a free store. We give absolutely everything we have here completely free back to the community as a way to help keep these resources out of the landfill. So it's really funny. It's actually been a joke of ours to actually have somebody break in here and steal from the Free Store. It wasn't known if charges were late, so.
I bet you what they do is they're like a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
They probably get money from the government to run it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess we'll have to check it out when we go up to Edmonton in a few weeks. Or a week or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's probably the same as just going to a garage sale.
But for free, pay $2, get to carry away shit.
I know, but it's probably all shit.
It is probably all shit. Probably.
Like, I like what we have in our apartment building. There's a table downstairs in our laundry room.
Yeah.
And anytime there's something that me and Eric don't want anymore and we really don't give a shit about it, and most likely we would donate it to a thrift store or whatever, we put it on the table downstairs and we just call it the free table. And other people do the same thing. Like, if people are moving out and they're just like, hey, this stuff is still good, they'll go put it down on the free table.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, somebody will take it.
Yeah, I remember, actually.
Like, somebody took all of your clothes that you wore when you were 20.
Yeah, I remember being 20.
So somebody in our apartment building is wearing all of those, like, those really old jeans of yours.
Great. Fantastic.
That whole bag got taken, all of your shit.
Oh, somebody's probably enjoying something.
Yeah.
I figured out the best thing that we can get ourselves if we want to kind of lighten our load as far as stuff that we have in our apartment. What that is? Shrink wrap machine.
You're obsessed with that shit.
No.
You're obsessed with the weirdest shit. Like, we would get the shrink wrap machine. You'd probably go mad with it.
Hear me out.
The first week, and then after a while, it would just sit somewhere and be one of those things that is something that we don't ever need, and then we would donate it and put it on the
table. No, hear me out, though.
No, I'm not buying you.
Let me tell you the reason why, right?
What kind of stuff would you put in it?
Old DVDs that we want to re-gift. Anything we want to re-gift.
That would be good, actually.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now you're on board. Now you're.
Yeah, but I just don't think we need that machine. You just like buying machine type things.
I think, okay. I'm looking around. I'm like, okay.
I don't think we really need to like shrink wrap it to re-gift it. Like, you just fucking like wrap it up. nobody thinks, well, there's no shrink wrap on it. It doesn't mean that it's real. It's not really new.
We could pretend that it's,
It's so silly, Eric.
What?
It's silly.
Okay.
I thought you were going to come up with something awesome. That just totally sucks.
That's 3 days worth of chili talk in Rochelle.
What?
Being
Did
all...
you just fart?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about your argumentative nature right now.
It's because of the chili?
It's all about the chili.
No, yep. It's not.
It's about the...
I'm not being argumentative. I'm just...
Shrink wrap.
No.
For real?
No.
Okay.
No.
When you get something and it's shrunk wrap, you're like, oh, wow, this is awesome and new. But if you get something shitty and it's already open, you're like, oh, somebody's just giving me something that they don't want. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but how much is this shrink wrap machine and how much room would it take up in our place?
I haven't really looked into it that far. How big can they be, really?
I don't know. Like, I'm okay with regifting stuff without it being shrink wrapped.
But if you shrink wrap
books and stuff, just say, hey, you know, I got it at the secondhand store. Is that cool?
I think we could shrink wrap everything.
You don't have to, like, tell them that it's, like, you know, used to be ours or something. Who cares?
I think we can shrink wrap.
Somebody gave me a DVD that was totally awesome, but they had it for a while. I really couldn't give a shit. Same with a book. If they've already read it and they give it to me, I don't really care because I've never read it.
What about, like, other things like clothes, pets?
I don't give people old clothing. I'll give it to them, but not as a gift. I'll just be like, hey, thought you might like this.
This nice sweater that's been shrunk wrap.
Oh, come on. No. Why would you shrink wrap a pet? Thank you, the drunk. These people are agreeing with me. So, and John Meadows is saying there are movements now starting to do recycled gifts. See, we're just a part of an awesome movement. Doesn't mean it needs to be shrink-wrapped, Eric. And also, you're just putting more fucking plastic into the world, you evil, evil, non-environmental man.
How about we...
No more plastic.
Okay.
We'll get some paper bags.
All right, fine. Speaking of crazy gifts, check this out. Now here's... Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to preamble. Here's a guy selling custom iPhones and stuff.
Hi, my name is Stuart Hughes. I'm considered to be the pioneer of the world's most luxurious piece of gadgets. People say to me, what makes you the best? Well, I won't wait for that is, I've got to be the greatest by far.
It's better.
As you can see, this is basically what it's all about. First, I'm going to show you this one, which is the iPad Supreme Fire. Made out of a full-bodied, solid 24-karat gold, weighing an immense 2.5 kilograms. This is one of the hardest things we actually done, to be honest with you. It's the 3GS iPhone. This is done in 22-karat solid gold.
So what this guy is doing is he's taking existing electronic items like iPads, iPhones, and he's putting, replacing the backs and whatever with solid gold. And it's funny because
he's so dumb because people will have that for a year until the next newest, latest thing comes out. Well, and then what?
I don't know. Well, I'm looking at that gold backed iPhone 3GS and I'm like, that's so last year.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's funny because he can spend all this money making these or having this business where he's creating these gold iPhones and this and that. But he can't afford a decent microphone so that we can understand what the fuck he's saying.
The gold man used comes in at a circa 165 grams, okay? And as you can see, it's way out, it's beautiful, absolutely perfect. Love this device, okay? Okay, this is the latest thing we've actually done. This is the BlackBerry Pole 2 9700 version. This has been done in full gold, yeah?
He also has the worst camera guy ever. They're not showcasing the merch very well.
I know.
Not too sure the gold contents on this at the moment, but I've been told that it's now just over 200 grams. And this is beautiful. The ultimate communication.
Now, he created, he didn't mention it in this video, but he's created a I think it was an iPhone, where not only did he have the back on gold, but he had diamonds all around the side and part of the front, and it was selling for like $5 million. It was just fucking ridiculous. But someone's going to buy it.
That's so stupid.
I know.
I just can't get it. I don't find cell phones that attractive in the first place at all.
I know. And throwing some gold on there doesn't make any...
No, not at all.
But he's making a living doing this shit, and people are buying it. Just because, you know... Because
I think people who either they have a lot of money or they really want to look like they have a lot of money, those are the people that are buying this sort of stuff. They just want to have something that, you know, shows how rich they are.
Yeah, because I remember when the iPhone first came out.
Like, if you could afford it, would you get it?
No, it's fucking gaudy and stupid.
Right? Okay, thank you.
And there's much better ways to spend my money on, like a shrink wrap machine or something.
Stop it.
No, but seriously though, like it's just
kind of fun to like shrink wrap your head.
Oh,
could you do that? You probably
there's I've seen this I think it was on the Sin City show that used to be on TV. There's this sexual fetish where people they get onto,
yeah, they shrink wrap their whole body.
Yeah, essentially, right? Like they get onto like this sort of
that'd be such
bed
a
type
weird
thing
feeling.
And they're covered with like a layer of rubber. Of course they have a hole for it in order to breathe,
straw
right?
Straw in their mouth.
In order to breathe, right? But essentially they're all the air is removed from this thing and they're just kind of like vacuum sealed into this thing, and I guess somebody's getting off on it. It's
Would you try it? I would.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just see what it's like. It'd be like, I don't know, like a blanket.
It'd be so funny because
you can't get out of.
It's. Yeah, how do you get out of it?
Well,
they just blow it back up with air and then.
Yeah, they just release the seal and then it just kind of.
Oh, okay.
But you like once you're in there, you can't really get out on your own. You're completely dependent on. The kindness of the...
That'd be kind of an awesome Halloween outfit if you, like, shrink-wrapped yourself. But if you were still able to make it so you can walk and move.
Actually, kind of like, Empire Strikes Back. Han Solo, when he gets frozen in that thing.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that.
Being that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Han Solo in carbonate.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's like, give me some candy. My hands all frozen in carbonate. Can't see me right now, but I'm putting my hands above my head, kind of like he did in the movie. All right. Moving along. Moving along and doing stuff. Here's a video found about on YouTube about, I guess it's sort of geared towards the Christian dating market, right? Or Christian dating. And, you know.
Awesome.
And
they didn't really need to do that. They just meet at church.
No, but obviously, you know, you can meet at church, but how do you strike up a conversation? How do you kind of meet?
Everybody goes out and has coffee and tea after, and you just talk with people.
It's not as easy as it sounds. And
they go bowling and stuff.
This gentleman is going to give us some useful tips.
Hey, guys. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you kind of a brief overview of how to open a conversation with a girl you have not previously met. Okay, so to preface this before I get started, thing to keep in mind is that these are simply tools. They're tactics for you to display the different aspects of your personality. Really, these tools and techniques won't be very helpful unless you are making a real connection with that girl in that moment. So the ultimate goal here is to make a genuine, authentic connection. That being said, today I'm going to be sharing with you three different types.
So basically, he's making it clear that this is not just to get you laid. This is to make a genuine connection.
It's not about.
It's so funny. He emphasized that in three different ways.
It's not about fucking.
Why can't you just say
it's all about connecting.
Connecting, but not in the penis vagina way.
But in the soul, spiritual kind of way.
Some openers. The first one I'm going to share with you is called a situational opener. A situational opener is where you make a comment on something that's happening around you, or make a comment about something about her, maybe something she's wearing. Here's an example of a situational opener. Hey, those boots you're wearing, looks like you're in a motorcycle gang. Don't get me wrong, those boots are cute, but tell the truth. Are you in a gang? Okay, now, more important than what I'm saying is when I'm sub-communicating about myself through what I'm saying. When I come up and I tease a girl about her boots, what I'm doing is I'm setting this frame that I'm the big brother, she's the little sister, I'm there to tease her. I'm there to bring fun into her day. The girl will read that subcom and she'll realize, okay, it's time to have fun. The other thing I'm doing is I'm communicating to her that...
All right, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm not really looking for a big brother when I'm looking for someone to make a connection with.
No, that's kind of not the vibe I'm going.
I don't want to fucking be teased.
Hey, nice boots. Where'd you get them? The garbage dump? High five. No?
Are you a whore on the side? Because those boots are pretty whorish. Just joking.
Hey, who invited the prostitute to this party? Oh, I'm just joking. You're too ugly to be a prostitute. Tease, tease, tease. Connect, 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 connect.
Yeah, right.
I don't take this too seriously. You know, I'm chill, relaxed, and I'm there to have fun. If she wants to have fun, great. If not, that's okay too. All right. Second type of opener. It is the opinion opener. Opinion opener is just that. You just ask the girl an opinion about something. Now, here's the key with an opinion opener. You can easily come off like a guy that is taking a survey. So, once again, the thing you want to do here is you just want to make it seem relaxed and in the moment. An example of an opinion opener is, hey, do girls like guys with tattoos? I notice more and more Christians are getting tattoos. Do girls even like that? Now, this gives her an opportunity to share what she thinks about something. Even if she doesn't like tattoos, you can dovetail that conversation into something about style or fashion. Maybe something she is more interested in talking about. But the point is, you got the conversation started. Okay, third type of opener I'm going to share with you.
All right,
going direct. It's the direct opener. A direct opener is where you state exactly what is on your mind.
I like your tits. Oh, I mean, what did you think about the sermon?
There we go.
So an example of a direct opener would be, you are adorable. I want to meet you. What's your name? What I'm doing when I just state exactly creepy. What's...
That is creepy.
And to paraphrase the live chat here, John Meadows is saying, what do you think of Barbie cams? Oh.
What did he say? Okay, we can't repeat that. I'm sorry.
All right. No.
No.
Okay. No. I'll get back to it.
Yeah.
It's on my mind is I am sub-communicating in that moment that I am a guy that is bold, and I will tell you exactly how I feel. This can be very attractive if you are speaking from your core intent. If you're not 100% committed to what you're saying, most likely you will lose the girl. She will detect that you're not fully congruent with what you're saying. So, if you're not feeling like she's really adorable, don't say that to a girl. Either use a situational or an opinion opener. All right. So if you're in a church environment, this is something to keep in mind.
All right.
Oftentimes, it's a pretty relaxed social environment. So if you're hanging out there, virtually anything will open a conversation. The reason why I'm sharing these things with you is because it gives you a way to interject some fun immediately into your conversation, right at the beginning. All right? So that's what I want you guys to do. As soon as you're done watching this video, I want you to go out either to a mall or a coffee shop or wherever you hang out, or to church if that's where you're headed. And I want you to use one of these openers on someone you have not previously met. If you're feeling really bold, I want you to use one of all three openers and just see how far you can get in conversation with people. Most importantly, have fun with this stuff. And then when you're done, I want you to come back and leave a comment on this video on how things went for you. Or shoot me an email. All right, you guys. Catch you later.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good. John Meadows, like, that's fucking awesome. He wrote in the chat, why should Jesus be the only one who gets laid in a manger?
Oh, dear.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, like, this guy is a total geek, right? And honestly, I just kept on staring at his haircut. He totally had one of those lines on the side of his head to okay. show, like, basically, you know, you can see it right there. Yeah. Almost like an army haircut. It's so bad. Anyway.
Okay, hairstylist. Kind
of, that distracted me. I hate that. It looks like the hair on the top of his head is a hat or something.
All right.
I have to say, though, like, I don't like his examples, and I don't like this guy at all. He's a total idiot. But his everything that he's saying, I think it makes sense.
Well, like the three different approaches, the
Oh, totally. Like, that's what, because I talk to new people all the time, right? You have to have conversations with people, and you just, everything that he's done.
Yes. Okay.
Excuse me. Everything that his examples are definitely have worked for me. Like with talking with new people. I'm not trying to pick people up, just talking to them. And my first real boyfriend that I ever had, way I met him is I complimented his hat. Although I didn't really mean it.
Okay.
I didn't really like his hat. I was just kind of bored and I wanted to make out with somebody.
Good. So how was your approach to,
I just said, and we were on the dance floor at this stupid bar, and I just said, hey, nice hat. And then we started making out.
Like, just like that.
Yeah.
Like, nice hat.
Whatever. I was
blah, 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 blah.
And drunk, so, you know.
It happens. See you. Nice hat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think what pickup lines I've used. I'm nothing nearly as clever as what this gentleman has had. Just said in the video.
It's not that clever. Everything he says is not that clever.
I've never done anything like that.
Honestly, the easiest way I think for a guy to pick up a girl is to compliment something about her. Because when a girl is going out and when they want to meet people, they put so much work into their outfit or to their makeup or, you know, all sorts of stuff. Like, you can tell what a girl is taking a lot of time into, and you compliment that, and right away she's going to like you because you complimented her.
Girls really like it when you compliment their shoes, right?
Yeah, but in some bars you don't really see people's shoes.
But then I could think that if you compliment a woman's shoes too much, they may also think that you're homosexual.
No, that you want to, that you have a foot fetish or a foot fetish.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The secondary approach was the second one was. His second approach was...
It was like the joke one or something, right?
Yeah, the joke one.
It was just a really, really bad example.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine if you say something like, you know, if it's raining outside and be like, oh, the weather's awesome, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like something that's nothing to do with them, really.
Right.
Anyway.
Okie dokie.
These are pretty basic social skills. I don't think people, like... How people not know about this stuff.
Some people don't. Like, you know, some people just, they get into situations like that and they just shut up.
Yeah.
They just don't say anything. Which is sort of weird because, you know, I guess with church, like, you know, I guess after it's done and everyone's sort of hanging out and talking and chit-chatting, you would think it'd be easier, but it might not be. So we need a guy like this to show you the ropes.
Yep.
All right. U.S. postal worker arrested after delivering mail in the nude. So it goes back to...
This goes back to the drunk's
letter from earlier in the episode.
It's nice, Eric. You're just like wanting to show up.
It's all about...
Together?
Yeah, exactly. Wisconsin postal carrier says he simply wanted to cheer up a woman on his rounds who seemed stressed out when he decided to deliver mail in the buff. But upon further review, the worker told police that delivering mail while completely naked... All right, maybe that's a bit overboard.
Yeah.
All right. There's a bit... There's what's called being cheeky. And then this is just being ridiculous, right?
This is just showing cheeks.
Yeah, showing more than cheeks. But upon further review, the worker told police that delivering mail while completely naked probably wasn't a good idea. You think?
I think that the mailbag would probably chaff your legs.
Yeah, you would need. Police reports that the 52-year-old man told the woman he would deliver the mail in the nude to her office in Whitefish Bay to make her laugh. The report says that on December 4th, he brought the mail wearing only a smile. The carrier was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior several days later. The Milwaukee Junior Sentinel says the man admitted delivering the mail naked was a stupid thing to do. Sometimes jokes go a bit too far. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be different if maybe the chick was into him and then he pretended to, like, you know, in the privacy of their own home.
Yeah.
He, you know, just wore his mailbag or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah.
Sometimes you take a joke.
Nobody else wants to see that stuff.
No. I don't know.
The mailbag, right. As John Meadows put it.
The mailbag, indeed.
Nice.
All right. Shall we wrap this up and get out of here, Rochelle? All right. Let's finish things off with some more Christmas music. So anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip for the last little bit. We got some mail from one of our listeners, The Drunk, which is fantastic. We love getting mail. If you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, or anything you'd like to share, why not send it to us? info@tiptapdip.com. Fantastic.
Yay. I like mail.
What else is going on? As mentioned before, we have a website, tiptapdip.com, where it has everything you need. It has links to our Twitter and our Facebook, where you can find out when our show times are.
Fucking awesome t-shirts, so you don't have to walk around naked.
Yeah,
you don't supply pants, but we can help you out with your tops.
Maybe it's something we'll work on in 2011.
It'd be funny if we gave underwear that had Tip Tap Tip on the crotch.
Product ideas.
That would be cute.
Fantastic. Let's see if we can make that happen.
What is this song?
This is a Christmas song, My Favorite Things.
Yeah, it is. So it is from The Sound of Music.
Yeah, exactly.
Favorite things. No, 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 no.
All right.
I really want a house coat for Christmas.
Yes. Want a house coat? It's one of your favorite things, Rochelle?
Right now, yeah.
That and ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
cookies.
And ginger ale and...
And Eric's my other favorite thing.
Oh, isn't that sweet? It's fantastic. Yeah, anyways...
Cookies and ice cream would be good.
While you're hanging out on TipTapTip.com, why don't you make a comment on one of our episodes? If you liked it, let us know. It makes us happy to know that people are liking our show.
It's just good to get feedback.
And spread the word. If you like our show, let people know about our show, because the more the merrier. That's what I say.
Yeah, we want Tip Tap Tip to be spread like a pandemic.
The fucking clap. My name is Eric.
My name is
Rochelle. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.